Okay, Shavuot Tov, good vach. As I wrote in the email, I don't know if anyone noticed or not. Probably people don't read it at this point. We're going to actually skip two pieces here. We're going to skip to the piece Mizmor LeTodah, because the two pieces that we will be skipping, I think, are just so lofty as per the levels of most people today, or maybe everyone today. I just don't know how much toilet will be gotten from that, so I figured we'd stick to pieces that are closer to our levels, and therefore we'll do this piece of Mizmor LeTodah. I actually remembered at the end of last week's shiur, you know, we spoke last week about the idea of the inanimate doimim becoming animate, right? And that, like in the story of Yaakov Avinu, and that loss of love, what's going to happen like that? We're going to have such a thing in Eretz Yisrael, always retains that bechina of being alive. So it actually reminded me, I have a recording of a shir that I gave years ago. It was a Kabbalah shir, and I think it was a Leshem that I was learning, and in the Leshem it came out to this idea that really doimim also has life to it. It's just that it's not, you know, it's not manifest, and it's not. So I mentioned at the time, I was trying to give it a little bit of, you know, tie it to our intellectual capabilities, a world that we live in. And I said, perhaps you can see in science a small idea of that in the, you know, the uncertainty principle that's, that they talk about, that the subatomic material, or whatever it is the particles are, you know, flying all over the place, and there's no way of knowing where any particular particle will go to, if it will go, let's say, to the left or to the right. But statistically, there's what's called the wave, a statistical wave, which will say that, you know, 90% of, or 95% of the particles will go to the right, let's say. And then when you actually measure everything, that the collapse of the wave, whatever, using physics, so the uncertainty principle kind of gives you a little glimpse of that there's some kind of like bechira that we can't really we can predict statistically, but we can't predict on any individual particle. So I just thought maybe that's like a little bit of a cue into this idea of a bechira going on. Anyway, so as I was explaining this is Mamish true story, just as I finished saying, so you see that there's like, I Mamish made this comment, I have this on recording actually, you see that, you know, there's life to Daimim, and all of a sudden there's this really eerie noise in the room, and the mezuzah pops off the doorpost. Wow. It didn't actually fall onto the floor. This is my Sishaya. I was like, you see? You know, like the tape kind of just like, it was a very, very weird experience. Yeah. Anyway. All right. That's just a cute story to leftovers from last week. Mizmor LeSoida. Okay. It's a psalm of thanking Hashem. The Medrash. In the Medrash it says, Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, B'Shem, Rabbi Menachem, the Galil. They all said in the name, or Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Levi, and then Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Menachem, the Galil, La'atid lavo kol ha'korbanot kulam b'teilim, v'korban toda eno b'teil le'olam. In the future, all, at some point in the future, all the korbanot, in other words, even after, once the Geula arrives, then at some point, all the korbanot will become nullified. We will no longer bring any korbanot except for the korban todah. The korban todah, which is a korban of thanks, that will never ever be nullified. That we will continue to bring. Kol ha'odayot b'teilim. The Medrash continues. All the thanks, right? All the thank yous will become nullified. V'hodayat todah eina b'teilim b'teila le'olam. But the specific thank you of the korban todah, that will never become nullified. V'chule. Okay, it's a Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Emor. So lebi'uro shel inyan ha'todah u'mekomo miyuchad latid lavo nireh lomar kach. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is going to come now in this piece to give us an explanation of the inyan of thanks and its special place in the future. I do maybe just want to say a few words before we begin this piece, because I think that this is a sugya which needs chizuk, not necessarily for the participants of our shir, but we can speak it out anyway, and perhaps you know, that there should be a zchus to be mechazik this inyan of. I think that there's a very big flaw in society in general, but I'm talking about it specifically even in the frum world, and you know, certainly, and I'm sure it exists outside of it. I live in the frum world, and that's most of my experience is from that. And I think that there's in a very big lack of saying thank you and of appreciation that people have for others. And for others, this can be on any level. It could be at home, you know, not thanking people at home, whether it's one's parents, kids, spouses, you know. And it's on other levels. You know, I've been very disappointed very often in this specific sugya, and that's why I wanted to just give you some examples and samples that I had. You know, I have, I think most of you know, I have had closed groups shiurim right in the Torah of Arizal, and I have a very big selection, a very serious selection process in you know, putting together those groups or whatever. I mean, I haven't opened one in years because it's so difficult to do. It just takes so much time for me that I haven't opened up new groups. And one of the things I've always remarked is on people that are Bali Midas, you know, as much as we can see, you know, what can we actually know of people until we get to know them more intimately. But that's one of the things that's taken into account. And Baruch Hashem, we've been zeichet to have many, many very, very chashuv talmidim, very amazing people. And they really, you know, for the most part, were I would call success stories. But at some point, right, as a group starts from A, it starts from zero, ground zero, and builds up and continues going, basically, without, there's never an end to this limud. So, miteva hadvarim, naturally, people at some point can't come anymore. And, you know, it's so obviously there people fall out at some point just because they're busy, they get busy with other things, they get jobs of teaching themselves or whatever it is. Very, very rarely have I had someone call up, even after being in like for years in Shir, like call up and say, you know, I'm leaving. Thank you for the years, whatever it is. And it always shocks me. Now, I know this is true. A lot of times people don't intend to leave. So what happens is they still think they're going to come back. So they're not going to call to say, I'm not coming, because they're planning to come back. But it then passes so much time passes till they, you know, it just doesn't work. Now, this is even, I have had guys in my kolo, right, so that I'm the worst kolo ever. And I had once a guy that just stopped showing up. That's it. Like, he just disappeared. He never even said he's not coming anymore. He never said thank you. Like, this is something, and these are people that, you know, are really, they're very good people, very big Bali Midas, many of them Talmidei Chachamim. And I'm like, what is going on? I really, it's not like I'm looking for the pat on the back. It's mamish not. It's just mitzad the midos. It's shocking to me. How could that be? How could such a thing be? Now, it's not just, you know, Chas Shalom, it's not just Avreichim and Talmidei Chachamim. You know, I've had stories in other, from Balabatim, you know. There was a story that comes to mind. There was a Balabas who was really financially was kind of down to zero. It was like really, he just wasn't doing well at all, to say the least. And at that point, you know, what happens if you're not doing so well? You get more into learning, probably. so he was asking me questions and learning, sending, you know, then he actually came to my house. Somebody had put us in contact. And I was very giving of him my time, you know. Fine, I love it. I love speaking to people. And I'm not looking, it wasn't, I never dreamed that this person will at some point, you know, maybe will go the other direction and become wealthy, right? But that's what happened. And at some point, years later, you know, and I think at the beginning when it was like, he was just like, okay, so he actually donated to the call or whatever, which is very nice, you know. And then he like really made it big time. And I emailed him, you know, if he can do another whatever donation or another monthly, whatever. No answer, this guy just disappeared. And it's like, why? I have no problem. The person says, you know, I have so many things I have to give to, whatever it is, fine. But there should be basic derech eretz, which also stems from appreciation that, listen, this guy helped me. I'm at least going to treat him like a human being. And I know the whole gvir psychology, which is very difficult to say no and all this kind of stuff. It doesn't matter. All these things are, at the end of the day, bupkis. We have to, and I'm talking about everybody. It's not a matter of avreich, we have to inculcate now into ourselves the importance of being thankful and appreciative to other people and telling them thank you. I know it sounds something so simple, but you know, especially with emails, you have this all the emails and the vast emails now. You have all the WhatsApps and this whatever. So things are moving so fast, and people are having interactions with so many different people that's also part of it. It's like there's no time to even remember to say thank you. And I don't know. I think there's also the certain culture of entitlement that everybody's like, you know, it's kind of like, what do I have to say thank you? I just remember now another fascinating, unbelievable thing. Okay, I'm sorry to get. I spoke to, this happened a few times, to different Rosh HaKayilim who fundraise, okay, or who are involved in fundraising, you know. And I mentioned just derech agav. I don't remember how it happened, how this whatever. And I mentioned, you know, like, yeah, I always send out. Besides, when it comes time to sending a receipt, I always send a thank you. What? You always send a thank you to the donors? I'm like, yes, of course. Right away. If somebody sends, of course you have to say thank you. Like what? I never send thank yous. I had this numerous times. I never send thank yous. I send receipts. I'm like, what? What do you mean you don't say thank you? You don't have but what if it's your, my donors are like my brothers, my mother, my this, and I'm like, oh, and you don't have to say thank you to your brothers and your mother if they give a donation? It's like something so posh, you know, these guys were like shocked, like what planet did I fall? But this is so basic. This is so basic. What kind of crazy thing? You're related to the person, so you don't have to say thank you to the person? You know, or the guys gave him money, well, I'm doing him a favor, you know? I'm giving him a chance to do a mitzvah. That's true. I've had donors that thanked me for giving them the opportunity, and I thank them. We're both doing each other a taiva and a chanami, true. I saw Beit Gedolei Yisrael, I was close to certain Gedolei Yisrael, and I saw it, a tremendous hakaras hatov. As a matter of fact, that was like always the way to get close to a gadol, is like if you do something, then they're like, you know, they have to appreciate. Now that it works, it really does, and you see it. And they like, and then they give to you because they feel an appreciation. It's just the way it should be. Now, why is this so important? Because we'll see part of this in what we're going to, I mean, he's going to go into a different aspect of it, but part of our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all built on this. It's the recognition that Hashem is giving to us. It's the Todah that we have to the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Poskim and the Sfarim write on Tefillah that the most important bracha in all of Shemona Esrei is the bracha of Haidah, Moedim Anachnu Lach, we thank you Hashem. Thank you Hashem. That is the most important thing. Now, if you don't have the midah of thanks in you, right? If you don't cultivate that midah in you with other people, you're certainly not going to have it to Hashem either. It's not going to just come out of nowhere. And, you know, I think that we find by the chet of the Eitz Hadas, what's the first thing, the first bad, the first mess up, okay, as far as midos goes, is Adam Rishon says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, it was the wife that you gave me, the woman that you gave me, Aisha Shenasata Imadi, it's her fault. Kfius Taiva, that was the first thing, was a denial of the good that Hashem gave. That was the first mida, as far as mess up of a mida in the world, was this idea of kfias toiva, the opposite of thanking you, Hashem. So this is this piece of Mizmor Seida that we find that Lasa Lava, the only carbon that's going to remain is the thank you carbon. It's very, very significant, something we should try to be mechazik in ourselves, and if we can be mashpia on others to to give them this lesson, that would certainly be a good thing, because we all need this haida'ah to others and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine, so let's see. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Harigashot hativiim shel Adam Yisrael, tremashpalatam, the natural emotions of a person, okay, the natural feelings of a person before they were lowered, meaning before sin, right, before the chet, nitzotzei nevuahem, they are sparks of prophecy, midvar Hashem hamidaber imo, they are from the word of God that is speaking with him. Zeuraz hanach lehem liYisrael im en neviim hem b'nei neviim hem. This is the secret of the Gemara and Pesachim that leave the Jewish people alone, meaning like if they're doing something which seems to be maybe halachically questionable, leave them, because if they are not prophets, they are the sons, they are the children of prophets. Leimor, meaning, shedaval zeh nishar adayin v'Yisrael am kedusho, this thing has remained still by the Jewish people, his holy nation, sheharot nevu'iyot mitlabshot b'gshotehem, that prophetic illuminations and clothe themselves in the emotions of the Jewish people, ulefichach rigshot kodeshem, and therefore their holy emotions, their holy feelings. Biratzui, kach haya tzrich liot seder briya kula. In the ideal way, right? Ideally. Wow. Ideally, the order of the creation, of the whole creation, was meant to be, is supposed to be, shekol ratzon sheyitorer ba, that any will that awakens in the world, yeratzon elyon baruch hu, will be the will of God. That should be, that's the natural order of the world. That if there's a will down here, if I want something, that's because it's God's want, it's God's will. Then the obligation of a person in such a utopian world would be then to guard every ratzon, that no ratzon should go to waste, right? Should go unfulfilled. And then his work would be to fill that supernal will, which is manifesting itself down here in his own will. Ulam acheta klali, but the general sin, sheyisodo haya hitnagdut l'ratzon elyon, which its base was opposition to the ratzon elyon, to Hashem's will, hevi shinui bebriya, that brought a major change in the world. Haratzon apnimi, the inner ratzon, ratza be'emet l'malei dvar Hashem im etzadat asher b'toch hagan lo tochlu, the inner ratzon of Adam and Chava was to really fulfill the word of Hashem, that which was right in the which had commanded them that don't eat from the etzadas. Uba pitui anachash, but then the pitui of the nachash, the seduction of the nachash came. Lahamid et habriyah l'yisod avodah shvah. The nachash came to now establish the world on the basis of a different work. Lahaloch neged ratzon elyon, to go against the ratzon elyon. The nachash wanted now that man will do things neged the ratzon elyon, against God's will. V'nitapchu az kol ha-tzinorot, and then all the tzinorot, everything got overturned. Ata, now, yesh kvar darkei kodesh nitva'im lelechet dafka neged ratzon. So that now, what comes out is that there are already holy pathways that demand for us to go specifically against the will. Mishum shebemet ratzon medume ba'almu, because really it's just an imaginary will. Ratzon anovea mishlifuto shel ha'adam, a will that is stemming from the lowliness of man, right? From his nefesh ha-bahamas, for example, from his animal instincts, right? It's not real. Unlike the Ratzon that preceded the Chet of Adam Rishon, which flowed from above like revelations of Nevuah. So, to sum it up in our own words, right? Once upon a time, all the Ratzon was before the Chet of Adam Rishon, any Ratzon that the person had was showed that that's really the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then that's all you got to do is just make sure that you act on each one of those ritzonos, you follow up on it, and bring it to fruition. But the chet of the Eitz Hadas caused, the nachash caused, that everything became overturned, and man fell terribly, so that now the ritzon of man comes from a very low place, which is not godly, it's not prophetic, it's coming from his lowliness. And therefore, it's really a fake Ratzon. It's not the, you know, there's fake news and fake Ratzon. Most right? Most people are probably dealing mostly with their fake Ratzon, with this imaginary Ratzon, which is not real. It's coming from some kind of animalistic part of the person. And then the avoidance now is to overcome that. We all know that. That's what life is about, is overcoming our Yetzirah.
Well, what you don't know.
Huh? To will what you don't will. Right? It's like, I always say this, you know, everybody wants to want the right thing. That's like, that's right? That's what we're trying to, we want the right thing, but what can I do? I don't necessarily want the right thing. So, Ematai efshar omnam litchashev b'gshot ha'adam ulegdiram kikavei neshama. When is it possible, however, to take into account, to be considerate of, right? To really relate to as real the feelings of a person and to classify them as rays of the soul. Davka kasher shlemimim, only when they are whole. Upatzufam male mereshita musar v'atzofo, and their face, kiviyachol, right? Their face is filled from the beginning of the musar until the end, meaning they're coming from the most, that the person is completely ethical, right? Mereshita musar v'atzofo. Aval kasher chasera reshuto shel ha-musar. But when they are lacking in the beginning of the musar, the beginning of the moral code of ethics is lacking. Kasher ozvim et Hashem v'torato, when they leave Hashem and His Torah, me'ayin yavo lehem rikshot et elu, from where would they get such true feelings? True feelings come from true, from Hashem and from His Torah, which funnels down to us through Hashem's Torah, through the Musar of the Torah. But if you don't have that, and if you're not Shalim in that, then where are you going to have these Rikshayis Emes, these true feelings and emotions? In other words, who can trust his emotions? That's what he's saying. Who can trust his emotion? The Adam HaShalim, the person who's a really wholesome person. Nimtza, so it comes out, shirigshot ba'im lo le'adam ba'ofen kazeh achshav v'tohem. The feelings that come to a person in such a way, right, that has left, right, that doesn't have the Musar and Hashem and His Torah, a person that has left, so his feelings are just nonsense. They're just fake, chaotic. Ba'im lefarneset dimyon bilvad, they just come to support the imagination, and to uproot the whole, right, position of the ruach and of the spirit and the straight intellect. Rak mevinei mada anshei emana, only understand the people that understand, they have knowledge and they are believing people, men of faith. Yicholim lakir, meaning he's talking about tzaddikim, you know, the big people. Yicholim lakir, only they can recognize bitzlalim elu, in these shadows, et ikvei ha'orot hagdolim, the like footprints, the fingerprints of the big lights, she'omdim achen leitgalot bekerav hayamim bechol klil hod kedushatam musaram amiti, that are waiting to become revealed soon, right, when the days will come, in all the complete splendor of their holiness and their true ethics. What I think he's saying is that that even in the beyond the fake feelings, but somebody who really understands, somebody who's really holding, somebody who's really attached to Hashem and really has, he's able to see even in those the little remnants, the little fingerprints, the signs of something more real which is inside of that. Because yes, the Ratzon of Hashem, Lamaisa, permeates everything. So that it's even beyond, right? We know, for example, the Sfarim tell us, Avodah Zarah, right? Where did, even Avodah Zarah, V'atam Mechayis Kulam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu even gives life to the Avodah Zarah, meaning in the Avodah Zarah, the Tanya writes about this, right, in the Chelek Aleph, that even the Avodah Zarah has in it, the only reason it can exist, the reason it can exist at all, is because there's some kind of chiyus coming from the, what's called Elohim Acherim, coming from the Achorayim of the Shem Elohim. So that chiyus pumps life into even Avodah Zarah, meaning, If you want to take it, like I will translate into, right? There are different Avodah Zarahs and they carry with them different messages, and they're terrible, right? But the person who is really in tuned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah will be able to pick up on that Nekudas HaChiyus that's within the Avodah Zarah. Well, on that like kind of positive point that is behind that Avodah Zarah, even though it's been taken to the wrong place. It's been taken against, right? Against Hashem. But he'll be able to sense what the Nekudas HaEmes is in there. I mean, in general, you have like the Rambam that says, right, that the other religions really prepare for the Goyim, that they'll be able to receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's much easier to switch from a false religion to a real religion than from no religion to religion, right? So like that's in a very general sense, if you want to say like a certain chiyus, a certain purpose almost to say, what that Avodah Zarah could be serving in the overall plan of Hashem. So I think that in a similar vein, that even this Ratzon Meduma that we're talking about, this imaginary fake will that we feel, we want things, we have desires, we want things, those are fake wills or fake desires, but they are coming from some Nekudas HaEmes inside of them, which is the Ratzon of Hashem. If you want to talk in Sifrei Chassidus, they talk about it like this, right? The Midah of Ahava, a person loves, right? He might, Chas V'Shalom, love something terrible he's not, he might love a woman he's not allowed to love. That's called the Ahava Nefula. It's the fallen love. Meaning, what's really going on is that inside he's got some kind of drive to love Hashem, to love the Torah. That's the Ahava of Tikkun, the love of Tikkun, the Chesed of Tikkun. And he, because it's dropped, so he it manifests by him to the in a wrong way, in a forbidden way. And that's called the fallen love. It's no longer connected to Hashem. It's fallen down into this world of chaos and fakeness. And the same thing with everything. So, I think that's what he's trying to say here when he says that the mevinei mada anshei emana, they're able to be makir, to recognize in these tzlalim, in these like shadows, the ikvot ha'orot ha'gdolim. They can see the little fingerprints, so to say, of, or the footprints of those big lights that are coming into play soon. As yitkansu harigashot kulam b'musar elyon b'yoter, then in the future, right, the wills, the emotions are going to all become gathered together in the most musra elyon b'musar elyon b'yoter, in the highest moral ethical way. Hakarat toda lekel elyon baruch hu. What is the highest point of musar? The beginning of ethics, the beginning of moral code, is recognizing the thanks to Hashem. V'zeh raz, and that is the secret of kol ha-korbanot kulam batelim v'korban todah eino batel olam. All the korbanot are going to become batel, except for the korban todah. Why? Le'emor is saying, shekol ha-korbanot v'shebehem bitul rikshot ha-musar shel adam. All korbanos, he's giving us like a derech agav, he's throwing in something big here. All korbanos have to do with emotion. Have to do with the emotions of a person, with the feelings of a person, right? And all of them, those the karbanos are an expression. Shebem bitui, they're an expression to the emotions of and the feelings of musar, the ethical feelings of a person. Yitalu al yedit kalutam. They're all those karbanas, all the emotions that are connected to our morality, to our ethics, are going to all gather to become elevated through their being included within the regesh hatoda, his kalusim regesh hatoda, in the feeling of thanks, hakolel atakol, which includes everything, o makifeskol, and encompasses everything. And then from it, from that point, the reishis hamusar, which is the feeling of thanks, will all the feelings of just of straightness that are all sparks of lights of nevuah, they will all flow forth. So that's it's like what he's saying is that everything is going to reach a point of singularity, where all reishis hamusar is fascinating. What he's saying is that all emotions and feelings that ultimately have to do with our moral sense, they all really, the starting point of them all is thanks, is appreciation, is thinking, is having, right? And so if you're appreciative, that means if you really have thanks, then you're going to be a very moral person. You know that everything's going to fall into place. And that's what's going to happen. Lasid Lavo is, we're going to see how the whole system, the whole value system, the whole mus is all going to boil down to that one singularity, which is thank you, Hashem. And from that, all goodness, the feeling, the want to do good, the want, you know, the feeling to hate the bad, all that is really going to all be, you know, stemming from the hakaras hatov that we're going to have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all the karbanah. So we know. Let's add, right? There's Torah and Avodah. The Torah is like the intellectual experience, right? And then you have the Avodah, which is Karbanos. The Tefillah is the Avodah Shebelev. Davening relates to Karbanos. It's the heartfelt Avodah, the emotional part of the Avodah. That is the Karbanos. That's where he's coming from in attaching that to the Karbanos. That's part of, right, the whole idea of our feelings relate to the Nefesh HaBahamis. They relate to that, right, animal instinct, which is bringing karbanos, is bringing these animals. We do a chet. It's like showing also that we bring carbon, because like this kind of the animal side of us took us over. So that it all relates to the emotional aspect of the person, and the spitz of the emotions. That's what's going to remain. That's where everything's going to become included in there in a very manifest, obvious way in the carbon taida. So. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you. But not only thank you, Hashem, because thank you, Hashem, is dumb words. Because the thank you, Hashem, if a person really thanks Hashem, he will say thank you to everyone around him as well. And everyone that's done anything for him. Even if it's just to answer a question. And it works the opposite way also, right? Mimata lamala. We thank others and we feel appreciation and we get that into us, then we'll start to feel the thank you that we should be having to Hashem and not take things for granted, which we're all at some point taking things for granted. So we should be zeicha to that, and then get those nitzotzei oris shel nevuah, where we can start actually relying on our emotions, trusting them a bit more. Okay. Any ha'aris or questions?
Oh,
thank you, Rabbi Israel.
Ah, I'm getting so many thank yous this time. All right, great. Shkayach, a good vach to everyone.
Good vach. Thank you.
So I did have a question though.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't there like a stern, like you know, like people say, oh, you don't feel thankful for your feet, go to a hospital, people don't have feet.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, that for me doesn't, because there's like a certain like baseline that you could like, you know, the body did create normal. There's 8 billion people, and like 7.9 billion of them have feet, right?
Yeah.
So like that's like, I mean.
Yeah, but let's face it. Yeah, the ones that don't are suffer terribly, right? I mean, we can't take that for granted. You know, anything that happens to any of us, and almost everyone gets something at some point, you know, and then you get like an appreciation for that part of the body. So why do we have to wait for that? It's true that it's much more difficult for us to reach an intense, if you want to call it, an intense appreciation where you're like, you know, like the guy, the guy goes to the hospital and gets an implant of whatever it is that he, you know, and now he's like, wow, thank Mamish, has a tremendous zakaras to the doctor and Takadosh Baruch Hu. So yes, it's hard to get that without going through that, because the fear, right, and the loss of something creates for us the opposite extreme when we get through it. But let's try not to, you know, wait for that extreme. We have to try to, try to realize. You know, I always say, like, let's be makish. Everybody goes through a certain, like, you're makish from your own personal small thing that you have now, thank you for, right? You lost something, or almost lost something, and now you're thanking Hashem that He gave you back whatever faculty or whatever function it was that you were lacking or had difficulty with, and now you thank. So now, be makish from that. Connect that to everything else and say, you know, I know that I have so much in me that I have to thank Hashem for. I can't even imagine how many things could go wrong and do go wrong to some people out there, even if it's percentage-wise, like you say, maybe small. But we don't want to have Hashem's wake-up call. We certainly prefer to have it kum vaaseh on our own, which is the way it should be done. And I'm not saying to be unrealistic. Obviously, the person that Rachman Letzan went through the machla is going to have an easier time and probably get further. But nevertheless, none of us want that. But at the same time, we have to work on that. We have to work on building our Hakaras HaTov to Hashem and to everyone around us. All right.
I seem to remember that I heard it shared in the time Sabato, that he saw marrying into Moab and Hamon because they refused to acknowledge the Shusiki Hakaras HaTov to the children of Abraham, who was responsible for rescuing their father, and he didn't want those genes to get into the mix into the Jewish people.
Right. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Okay. A good vach to everyone. Thank you for your horrors.
Thank you for the
Thank you.
A good vach.